on the campaign trail. Volunteering updates. The approximate length of this recording is 6 minutes. Campaigning. On the campaign trail. Campaigning for more support for children and young people. We provide a wide range of services for children with sight loss and their families. From custom eyes books and buddy dogs to family events, habilitation work, teaching children key living and mobility skills, and technology grants. These services provide vital support for children and young people with a vision impairment. The difference specialist support can make to a child with sight loss is life-changing. But our latest report revealed that large numbers of children are not being referred for vital habilitation support. Our research with the Thomas Pocklington Trust has uncovered a fractured and confusing system that we believe is failing to address significant amounts of need. We're campaigning for all children with sight loss to be able to access this support, no matter where they live in the UK. In the summer, Guide Dogs handed in a petition to the Department for Education saying that this specialist support was a back-to-school essential as schools prepared for the return of their pupils. It's never been more important to ensure that children can enter the classroom with confidence. We've since met the Minister, Vicky Ford, to discuss what she can do to ensure children with sight loss are supported with their learning during COVID-19. Preparing for Brexit. From January 2021, the process of taking dogs abroad, including guide dogs, will depend on whether the UK and EU reach an agreement on pet passports. If there's no agreement, dog owners will have to take extra steps at least 4 months in advance of travel. Guide Dogs is continuing to ask the government for clarity, but the outcome remains uncertain. In the meantime, we'd recommend all guide dog owners planning to travel to the EU next year to talk to their vet as soon as possible about the requirements. We would also suggest guide dog owners follow the latest official government advice at www.gov.uk/guidance/pet-travel-to-europe-after-brexit or email pettravel@apha.gov.uk or call 0370 241 1710. Included here is a photograph of Kat Copperthwaite, Guide Dogs Public Affairs Officer, holding a sign that reads, Guide Dogs Back to School Essentials. New shoes, which is ticked. PE kit, ticked. Pencil case, also ticked. Specialist support so children with sight loss can return to the classroom with confidence, not ticked. 6,616 supporters agree that this is a back to school essential. At GD Campaigns, hashtag back to school.
Volunteering. Micro-volunteering is as easy as 1, 2, 3. We're excited about the potential impact micro-actions or micro-volunteering can have on our mission to help more people with sight loss to live actively, independently and well. So what's micro-volunteering? It's volunteering on a small scale. It's simple actions or tasks that you can do from anywhere, while you're waiting for a bus, sitting in a taxi, or from the comfort of your own home. All it takes is just a few clicks or taps. It's a great way to spend a spare minute or two, or more, to help guide dogs and people with sight loss. There are no set times, no forms to fill in, or training to complete. It can be as simple as sending a template letter to your MP to ask for their support in our campaigns, sharing our messages on social media, or reporting broken streetlights to help people with sight loss get out and about safely. With just a few minutes of your time, you could be making a big difference through micro-volunteering. We've created a new page on our website called How You Can Help Us From Home, dedicated to micro-volunteering activities. It contains different types of micro-actions that can be completed in a few minutes, e.g. sharing our social media posts, 10 minutes, 20 minutes or longer. Alongside this, each week on the Volunteers at Guide Dogs UK Facebook page, we'll be sharing different spotlight actions that you can support with a click. Just think that in the time it takes to listen to this, you could have made a difference to guide dogs by doing one simple action. For more information, please visit www.guidedogs.org.uk and search how you can help us from home. What's in a name? The early experiences of nurturing, upbringing, and care our puppies and dogs receive from all their volunteer families are crucial to helping them become confident, secure, and well-mannered dogs. That's why we're reviewing some of our volunteer names to make sure they more accurately reflect the true nature of each role. We'll be updating our staff and volunteers about the changes over the coming months, so check for updates. Included here is a photograph of a middle-aged man with his male my-sighted guide partner.